Hi, this is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of CrossLink Radio, where we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. This is a very special episode. This is a video episode of CrossLink Radio, which is really unusual. And today I have a guest with me who I've been kind of had on my list for a long time, and I'm not sure whatever happened, but here she is at the Kalahari Resort and Spa during the Indigo Conference of the Wisconsin Dental Hygienists Association. And she is the partner owner of something called CE Zoom, and that is a way for dental hygienists in particular, that's how you started, right? But
right.
It's a lot of other people keep track of their continuing education credits and continuing education for their state. So Sarah, tell us a little bit about how you got in this business.
Hygiene or in CE Zoom?
Let's start with hygiene. How'd you get into hygiene first?
I actually wanted to be a photographer.
Oh.
So I went to college and I tried to sign up for all my courses, and I didn't realize as a freshman you don't get to like actually have first pick.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even take any photography classes and I was really upset. And so I just signed up for basics, and then I was driving down the highway and saw a sign for a dental assisting school. So I went in, paid tuition, and started 8 months later I was a dental assistant. And then I did that for about 6 years, and I ended up, you know, watching and shadowing some of the hygienists in the office, and I loved what they did, and I thought it was awesome that they had their own schedule and they can be a mom and still come to work whenever they wanted, pretty much. That's how I felt anyway.
Yeah.
And
Whoops.
So I went to hygiene school. Yeah. I was wrong. It looked like they could come to work when they wanted.
Yes. Okay, so now you're a hygienist, and now you're like, how do I keep track of all my CE, or
well,
how did
I
that come about?
Well, I kind of had my own issues.
You
so
did.
I was, who doesn't? I was pregnant with my second daughter. I was the type of hygienist that like came to work for 2 days a week and went home, and I was a mom. That was my main priority. I didn't care.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I cared, but I loved my patients. I loved what I did, but I wasn't like involved in any of the association stuff or any of that, because my main goal was to be a mom.
Sure.
And so this was an extra income and whatever. Anyway, so I'm pregnant with my second daughter, and my actual business partner was my boss at the time.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I did
Kat
not
used
know
to be
that.
My boss. And so her husband's a dentist, and I worked for both of them.
Okay.
Anyway, she would keep all my CE for me, but I had to still kind of know what I needed to do. Anyway, so I realized I hadn't done any CE, and I was due to renew in like 6-7 months. And I was
I
like,
don't think anybody's aware of how that goes.
I know. Well, I had like 45 hours of CE that I had to get, and I had none. And so I was like panicking, like, oh my gosh, okay, I need 15 live. I can go to dentalcare.com and get all the other CE that I want.
Yeah.
But I need 15 live. Where do I even find a conference? I had no idea. I had never exerted myself to be involved in anything, so I knew nothing. So I finally got online, and I found ADHA was having their annual session in Albuquerque, which I'm from Farmington, so it's a three-hour drive for me. And I was like, I can do this. It was like $1,200, because I signed up the week before. I had to pay for my hotel, my food, everything. It was about $1,200. And went through all my CE, big and pregnant. Didn't want to be there. I had really bad attitude. And I went through like all the exhibits. I really was like so upset, because I'm like, this is dumb. I'm not even learning anything. It was my own fault.
Yeah, you're not learning anything because you were mad.
Because I was sitting in the back with my feet up so my ankles didn't swell.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, get me out of here. So I walked through all the exhibits and I have all that crap in my
hands. Oh, yeah. So you got two bags of junk.
Not really. It's all amazing products, guys. Like, I loved every Profi angle I got.
Yeah.
And so I have that certificate in my hand, which, first of all, the certificate is one big sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And you just write codes down.
Yeah.
That nobody checks. I'm just kidding. They do. They check them. And so I was walking out the door, but I didn't want to put that in my bag or lose it.
Yeah.
Because I just paid $1,200 for this
thing.
That thing was worth $1 million to me.
Yeah,
I could have lost my license. All
these sure.
I walk out the door. New Mexico winds get really strong.
No.
It took it. It was gone. And I was like, you know, like you just watch it like swirling in the air. That's what happened.
It's like watching your kid fall down a flight of stairs.
Yeah, and you're like,
it's all in slow motion, right?
You can't stop. Just don't need to go to the hospital, please. So I throw everything down, I kick off my heels, and I take off after that piece of paper. I didn't care who was watching.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care what I look like or how ridiculous I look, pregnant, running down the street in Albuquerque.
I think I may have seen you.
Probably.
I think I was at that meeting, but anyway.
A lot of people witnessed it. I don't know who, because I would not look up, but Anyway, I stomped on it because, you know, you're like,
yeah, oh, sure.
Trying to get that stupid piece of paper from like spinning. I got it, grabbed it, threw it in my bag. At that point, I'm like, I don't care. I'm getting out of here. I got in my car, threw it in my glove box, drove home, and the whole way home, I'm just ticked.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this still on paper?
Yeah.
Like, why is my license writing on that piece of paper?
Yes.
And so I got home, I have my baby, I get this notice in the mail, they're like, time to renew. So I'm like, okay, it's in my glove box. I go get it, uncrumple it, stick it on my table, because I was mad, I'd like shoved it in. And I grabbed all the other CE that I had taken from dental care, Colgate, whatever. I've taken them from all over. Put them all on my table, and I had to go help my daughter, who's crying, my new baby.
Yeah.
And I come back 30 minutes later, and there's chocolate milk spilled all over everything.
Of course.
Yeah. And I looked up, and I'm like, am I not supposed to be a hygienist anymore? Like, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, no kidding.
This is what I was supposed to do. That's what he was trying to tell me.
Ah.
So anyway.
So what did you do?
I lied.
Well, aside from that, let's just go to the positive.
I uploaded all my CE into the database, whatever. I passed, whatever. I did go.
Yeah.
I did not have proof because it was ruined.
Yes.
But whatever. So anyway, I was standing in my brother's kitchen about 8 months later because I had looked at apps trying to find something. Everything was just an online filing cabinet. Nothing actually tracked. It tallies, but it doesn't really tell me what I need in my state.
Right.
And so I went and I was at my brother's, and he is a movie producer in Utah. And he said something about his business partners build apps. And I was like, oh,
really?
I have an idea. Because how would one go about doing that?
I don't know.
I would have never even thought to start my own. And I'm like, I have an idea. He's like, no, you don't. nobody ever, they always think they have a good idea, and it's really a bad idea. You don't have a good idea. And I was like, no, I do. I have a really good idea. And he's like, no. So he wouldn't help me. So I found his business partners, and that's how it all started.
And it was a good idea.
Yeah. And I actually didn't even go with his business partners, but it just gave me the comfort and knowledge to know that I could do something.
Right.
So.
And so you and Kat then created an app.
It's not even an app yet. We created a website.
All right.
For dental professionals, all dental professionals, even lab techs, consultants, whoever has to have CE, to make sure they're staying compliant with their state. It is a state-specific CE tracker based on your state. It tells you if certain things count or if they don't. I mean, and it's not 100% correct.
Yeah.
It is as accurate as we can understand the rules, because rules and regs are not black and white.
And
there's a lot of gray.
Nebulous, and they change.
They do change, and we keep up on the changes, but a lot of times, even in certain states like Wisconsin, for instance, ergonomics doesn't count in your state. And that's a big, big course that a lot of people take.
Yeah.
And I would never have thought as a normal hygienist, when I didn't do any of this CE Zoom stuff, I would have never thought.
I would just go to the Indigo conference, take whatever classes I want, and figure it would count.
And it's your state association, so you're going to assume it counts.
Sure.
Not always. Indigo is very good. They work with us.
Yeah.
They make sure their courses count in the state.
Yes.
We call sometimes, even if we're curious, and make sure and get it approved. I did go to a state association meeting, our first time, and out of the 11 CE hours they were offering, only six of them didn't count, so only five counted in a state hygiene association, and nobody knew.
Nobody thought to ask, even.
I just don't think that even the people running the conference understood.
No,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
So now we're just raising awareness too, with these conferences, making sure the CE's quality.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm speaking at this conference, so.
Yeah. So it counts. We got it. We checked.
Everything I did counts. I try to make it count anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if it relates to clinical dentistry or supportive dentistry,
mm-hmm.
it's going to count.
Yeah.
But if it's like yoga or courses like that, like people
self-care,
do.
Self-care, sure.
Self-care doesn't, a lot of states don't count it. Some do, but most don't.
It's, it's kind of crazy. And, you know, in Wisconsin, we only need 12 every 2 years. So is that the lowest?
Pretty close. There's a state that has 6 every year, but it's the same amount.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing.
But yeah.
Same, only different.
Yeah, like New Mexico, I have to have 45 every 3 years, so it's about 15 a year.
That's still that's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
That's more in 1 year than we need in two.
Right.
So Wisconsin, I don't know if you know, was one of the last states mm-hmm. that required CE for dental hygienists, and more recently even for dentists.
Really?
So I don't think it's 5 years yet that dentists had requirements for CE in Wisconsin. So, are there any states left?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
And they will not budge. I'm friends
both?
With
for both. Hygienists
I'm
and for
I'm friends with
dentists.
The whole board, and I'll tell you their reasoning, and I kind of agree with them a little bit.
I think I do too, probably. Let's see.
It's the online. It's how you write your rules.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the first to admit, sometimes I've gone online to take an online infection control course, and I skip right to the test and pass it. There's no proof. Like,
isn't
I'm not trying to, like,
thing?
Out myself,
yeah.
but I'm just saying, like, that's what a lot of people do.
Oh, sure.
And I learned nothing. Where, like, I think you need to require some live courses to, like, I mean, I have learned so much since I started doing CE compared to when I didn't do it. I mean, I did it, but I
right.
wasn't there
yeah.
mentally.
No. Right.
It's unreal what I've learned. If I would have only paid attention when I was younger,
yes.
in
You'd
my younger years,
more fun
I would have been
a hygienist.
And I would have been better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like I'm such a better hygienist now that I know how to use the Cavitron correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I was like, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
But now that I know how to use it, I'm like, this thing's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's all up to you and your learning and how you want. But, okay, so Wyoming believes that because a lot of these people just go to it because they have to.
Yes.
Nobody gets anything out of it, and it's a waste of everybody's time. However, there are ways to regulate it. So, especially with my program, you can check and make sure they're actually taking courses that actually matter.
Oh.
You can make it as specific as you want, which we've kind of discussed with them, but they're like, we're not, they're
yeah,
sticking by
they're
it.
Just
they're
not,
sticking
they're
to
just
it.
Rebels. There's
and Colorado,
no speed limit.
They just allowed, started mandating it a year
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, just, they're very recent too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of agree with that because I do teach a lot of mm-hmm. CE courses, a lot.
Right.
And if it's crazy how nobody, it's like church, nobody sits in the first row, ever. It's a blank row, and as a speaker, it's hard to have an empty first
yeah,
row.
Yeah, because you need people to look at.
What I would really like to do is to just set up the room backwards,
mm-hmm.
and then just say, everybody turn your chair around, because now the back is the front, and the front is the
that,
back.
That would
and
be hilarious.
All the people that brought their knitting and their reading
the
to
row.
Do during the, yeah, they're suddenly in the front row. Because it makes your job so much more fun if you pay attention to those classes
mm-hmm.
because there is something to know. You aren't the authority on everything. You
right.
can't be Mm-mm. the authority on everything. And it makes it more fun for your patients, too. It gives you something else to talk about besides their vacation, which isn't dentally healthy
right.
to talk about their
well,
vacation.
Well, even like, I know, even like the podcasts now. Like
oh,
I listen
yeah.
to a lot of podcasts
yeah.
when I go running or whatever. I learned so much from those. I'm like, oh, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm in a constant state of learning now, which
yes.
is good.
Yes.
I wish I would have done it 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know. Well, you know, hindsight.
Right.
We were all young and stupid once.
Yeah, I knew everything, so I didn't need to go to class.
We learned it all in school.
Right?
It's all good. Yeah. If I didn't learn it in school, who needs it now? When really that's the exact opposite.
Because you learn the bare minimum in school.
You just become a safe beginner.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to kill anybody. You're not going to do little gingivectomies, accidental curettage, and all of that stuff. You're just really a safe beginner. So, yeah, going to these classes is really important. And it's fun to build the classes from the speaker's perspective. And it's fun to be able to relate this information to new clinicians. And it's fun to watch the light bulbs go mm-hmm. off over some people's heads, but it's really, it's painful to watch people that aren't engaged.
Right.
And they're going to get the CE too.
Well, and I think the speaker is who helps engage them as well. You know, like, they've got to be energy.
Yeah.
And really engaging. And
that helps a lot.
Tell stories to, like, get people to relate to what mm-hmm. they're talking about. I'm not a speaker, but, I mean, I guess I am in a sense.
Well,
but,
you are. You have to be because your job.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do speak a little bit, but usually to dental boards, and they're all staring at me like this.
Yeah, because they don't know what you're talking about either.
And so it's really intimidating, but it's okay. They've broken me because I don't care what they think. I just need to get my message across.
Yeah, right.
So.
Okay. So what else is happening with CE Zoom? So you are managing, at least for Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
you're managing the Indigo Conference.
Right.
You, through CE Zoom, you're able to register for the classes.
Yep.
And then you get the code and you type in the code. You get the, pull the website up on your
yep.
phone, right?
Yep.
And then you just type it in. And then it just keeps everything for you.
Keeps everything. And so, like, a lot of people will be calling the conference in 2 years when they get audited.
Yeah.
Saying, I was at that conference, like, in 2017, maybe. And then
yeah.
Debbie, who's in charge, is going to have to go through her file. And
yeah.
It's a nightmare. So
yeah.
now, if you lose your password, you just reset it. So much easier. And you can get on, you can print it. I'm not positive if we work with the Wisconsin State Dental Board. We're currently partnered with about 38 that will accept CE submission from our program, so you never have to print it.
Oh, okay.
But the other ones still require paper submission. So I think Wisconsin is one of them that we work with. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Either way, I mean, it's awesome either way. I mean, yeah. It makes it so, so simple. The other thing that I liked about the website is that you can even track how much you paid for each class, mm-hmm. and what your budget was. And can you even upload receipts for, yep. like, for your lunch,
whatever,
and your dinner?
Yeah, whatever you spent, all your expenses, and then you can print it and give it to your accountants.
Yeah.
And all a write-off.
And then it's all right there in one handy mm-hmm. spot. You don't have to have all these folders on your own computer, and then somebody spills chocolate milk
right
on one of your slips, and then you're like, okay, so this won't
Someone's
scan.
Someone's out to kill me.
Or really, you know what I find on the bottom of my purse? I'm like, how did I miss this one?
I
looked
know.
Everywhere for this receipt.
Right.
It was nowhere, and I lost that, you know, $20 dinner.
My problem is I'm a pile person.
Yeah.
I get it out of my car, and I stick it in a pile. And then one day I'm going to move it to another pile,
yes.
and then it's finally going to go downstairs into another pile, and then I file it away. Where now I just take a picture,
yeah.
and when I'm sitting somewhere bored, like traveling or whatever, I just upload it all.
Yeah, and then there it is, right
yeah,
in the
once
right
you
place.
Get, it's really technical at first, just because we are a state-specific CE tracker. It's not just tallying what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to know who the approved provider was. It needs to know what the course category was, or it's not going to track correctly. So, yeah. A lot of people have an issue with the technicality of it, but it's only for your own good, for your state, so you know exactly if you're being compliant or not.
So if let's say a dental hygienist takes one of these courses that we come in the mail from, mm-hmm. I don't even know, Integrative Health Sciences,
right.
or something like that. I think that's the name of it. And it's CE credits on, I took a class on herbs, okay?
Herbs,
right.
Okay.
Medical
herbs.
Right.
Got it.
Right. And
okay.
how they interact and supplements and all that kind of stuff with healthcare. And so it says on the thing, it says eligible for CE for nurse, these four kind of nurses, a pharmacist, a physician, a dentist, a dental hygienist, you know, an underwear model. You know, it's got this big long
right,
list of
right.
people on there. So I don't keep track of my CE. I get boatloads of it
yeah.
every year. So for me, all I would have to do is look at the bottom of my purse and come up with my 12 credits, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, and I do use your service, but how do we know, how does a hygienist know or a dentist know if that truly will count, if they are really looking at the end of the year
right.
for their
And
credits?
That company that says it will count in dentistry needs to be careful with that disclaimer, because it might count in one state, but it may not count in another.
Mm-hmm.
You just go and upload it. You put it under whatever course category you feel that would fall under, like medication or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it will decide if it connects to clinical, direct clinical, supportive, or self-care. It probably will count if you are talking about, if it does talk about patient care and how you can manage these types mm-hmm. of patients and help them. But we don't prescribe that kind of stuff in dentistry. So
no.
I don't know why that would be beneficial. But
well, not prescriptive, but it does clash with prescriptions.
Yes.
That's
so we do need to know. So it would be like under oral and or like prescriptive indications,
so,
or whatever. That's how you'd upload it.
You know, so that may be how you upload it, but who can we count on that, or should we call the board when it's
that
iffy
one,
like
if
that?
If it's iffy, I would always call your dental board or at least email them. They're usually really good at getting back to people.
Okay.
But even then they're like, because the rules are not black and white.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I think you
so
can
really,
fight a lot
of
things.
So really, if you do it on Thursday as compared to a Monday, if you ask
yeah.
them?
Don't ask them on a Monday. Ask them on like a Wednesday, Thursday, they'll get back to you. No, I would call.
Yeah.
There's always a secretary that pretty much knows the rules that will answer.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, that's good to know.
And I mean, we help as much as we can,
well,
but
sure,
something
but
like that is
either.
Not black and white.
There's,
that is,
and there's so many of those. I must get like three of them.
I know.
There's one from the Brain Institute that I get. I'm like, how did they even
and
get
how,
my name?
Okay, so here's the other question. What are they approved through? Are they approved through the AGD or ADA?
There
if
you
they're
go.
Not, it may not count anyway, just based off of the approved provider.
So how many approved providers are there? Are there
oh,
just
there's
the two?
Millions.
There's millions, but for our purposes?
For our profession, all states accept ADA, CERP, and AGD PACE. Usually, like a state association meeting counts, mm-hmm. hospitals, anything given by a hospital or by a college, but other than that, there's not a lot of other approved providers. So The reason I say there's millions is because the colleges, how many are those?
Yeah.
How many hospitals are there? JACO, it's another one.
That's the hospital one, yeah.
Yeah, like, so there's millions of approved providers, but not every state allows those.
Yeah.
Like, there's a state, I can't remember which one, they only accept ADA and AGD.
Well, and then makes it easy on
approval,
for them.
Yeah. And then on an approval basis, like if you call in and get your course approved and it's state board approved.
But it's so easy to get those.
Yeah.
You know, it would just seem to me like that would be just a waste of time.
The only problem with those is if you have people coming in from other states.
Well, yes.
Then it's only approved in Wisconsin.
If they really want to have that approved class.
Right.
It's so especially in Wisconsin, it's so easy to get your 12 credits however you want. I even was teaching a course in Florida, and one of my handouts was a CE course that I had written for the Richmond Institute from Young Dental. And so there was an oral surgeon in my class, and he...
Random.
Right. He filled out that thing, and he got my CE and the CE from the Richmond Institute on top of it. I mean, he was like, he was rolling in it, man.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to get your continuing education.
No, it's not.
It's really, really simple. And if you just go to only the AGD and the whatever.
ADA CERP.
Then you have... you can still get everything, and then these are just like candy then.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the Brain Institute and
I mean, it probably is good information.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But again, it's self-study, and how much do you learn self-study? I am horrible. I'd rather go listen to someone speak.
Well, yeah, you'd rather.
But
there's no quiz.
Right. So if you're not listening.
Yeah.
But I'm really good at taking tests. I'm just kidding. Actually, I am not. I'm totally kidding. I'm horrible at it.
But that's the thing. You know, you force these people to come to the classes. The state associations get paid. That's
great.
But nobody's really guaranteeing that anybody learns anything because they come in with your attitude and pregnancy feet and, you know.
Just have to get this to qualify for my license.
I can't believe it's $1,200 to keep my license.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crapshoot. And if you have to go, really, I think that's one of the biggest messages. If you have to do it, it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. Patients expected that you took continuing education.
Yeah, they would hope that you do. So
when I tell patients that it was a new thing, they're like, I thought that was always it.
Right.
It's only 12 credits for 2 years? That's not very much. You know, you can do that in your
pajamas. Like Wyoming, they said that a lot of their people go and get CE now because they want to.
Yes!
Well, see, and now it's a lot more available. And I live in the sticks. I live in the middle of nowhere, so it was not accessible to me other than online. And so now more and more are coming to my town, but it's still...
See, they were happy you said that.
Yay!
For the people who are listening... We are at the Kalahari Resort and Spa, and we are sitting in the hallway here, and there are classes going on around us, and there's the banquet crew is walking behind the camera, and everything's happening all at once. And I found Sarah here in the hallway, and I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to touch base with you and get you scooped into CrossLink Radio, because this is still, of all the podcasts in dentistry and by dental hygienists, I think this is still the one that's bridging.
Right.
That's between consumers and medicine and dentistry and how all of those things kind of interrelate.
Right.
So speaking of that, if there's a nurse listening, can nurses use CE Zoom?
Not yet. We are launching into other professions in about 6 months.
Okay.
Hopefully. That's
so by summer of 18?
By summer, we should.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of back work to do if you have to connect with every state.
Well, and I have really good associations with all states now, so hopefully it'll spiral.
Yeah.
It's been really hard to get to them to begin
initially,
with.
Initially, yeah.
I mean, I'm on my state dental board, so I go to a lot of these meetings. I'm an examiner for 2 different testing agencies, which is... mainly made up of board members. Mm-hmm. So I make connections doing all that.
Right.
Which has been amazing. And then through CurFusion, I was able to meet up with Crest and Oral-B, and they have not brought me on, but I'm on their smile council. So I help them promote, we go into medical practices and teach them how to help patients raise awareness about the oral systemic link and all of that. And so we go into there. It's like a referral program for dentists, but the hygienists go do it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's
like, it's
terrific.
So easy.
Yeah.
You just walk in and you tell them all about, you know, like, what do you do when a patient has diabetes or whatever?
Yeah.
And you get them to their pain point and tell them, well, you should be, we should be top of mind, you know, if there's inflammation
yeah.
in the body, whatever. So it's like a really cool opportunity to do that. So if any hygienists are interested in that too, we can do that.
Did you just speak at Under One Roof?
Mm-hmm.
Did you
in
win front an award?
1,400 people.
Yeah. Did you win an award?
No. They just put
they
me
just
up there.
They just said, hey, here's Sarah, here's a mic?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
It was
yeah.
awesome.
And
it was really cool.
I saw it on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was
And that's
that was
what
great.
I was talking about. Like,
yeah.
just doing that. Like, there's so many opportunities in this industry to do things.
If you're
passionate and you want to, you find people to connect with.
And if you're networking, that's
yes.
what you find out at
that's
these
That's why
meetings.
You come to these things.
Right.
Yes.
Because then you find out, oh, hey, wait a minute. What about this? Oh, hey, wait a minute. Somebody did that. And
mm-hmm.
how do I do that, too? And you just don't even know of the many opportunities.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Like, starting from scratch with CE Zoom was really hard.
So how did that go in the last, like, I mean, I don't want to deep dive into it. We just have a couple of minutes. So did you have to go and get money, or did you just take money out of your house?
Yeah, we just use our own money. It's 100% funded by ourselves.
Complete bootstrap.
Yeah.
Because you fly everywhere.
Yeah. Well, the program, we're making money now,
well,
thank goodness.
I would imagine.
So, I mean, my travel, everything is off of that. I do fly everywhere, but that was part of the budget was,
yeah.
I mean, we
got to
sell it eventually.
Yeah, right.
So most of our money goes into development because we're always making it better, bigger, better. You know, we have to stay ahead of the curve. And then I come to these kind of things. I really didn't need to be here,
mm-hmm.
But they wanted me to just to make sure everything went well. And I haven't had one question, which I knew would be the case, which is awesome. Not yet. I'm sure someone will have
oh, yeah.
something, but for now, like, it runs itself. And so I really just go to the bigger conferences more to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't come and run conferences anymore.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting too.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, I'm so glad that you were here and
yes.
that you had time to talk with me in person, and we didn't have to do it like on a phone
Skype,
thing while
yeah.
you were sitting there at an airport or something.
Because right.
I know you just, I don't know, do you even clean teeth anymore?
Do you I still work one day a week. I
do
work
you?
Mondays.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thanks so much for everything. This is Shirley Gutkowski of CrossLink Radio signing off. Thanks for joining us today with this episode. And please feel free to share these episodes with other people. Other people need to know this information. I'm not saying share it with your Aunt Mildred. I'm saying, you know, other dental hygienists and other professionals. As you heard, nursing in this case is soon to be scooped into CE Zoom so that they can keep track of their CE benefits. The messages that we have here at CrossLink Radio really span across all kinds of avenues and all kinds of professionals. So, crosslinkradio.com, this is Shirley Gutkowski saying, see you later.